Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we'll continue with the calls on Scattaboo, and that's what we started the show with. Monday Night Raw last night. Hoff and I were on hand to see it. Scattaboo was in the crowd, front row with Abdul Carter. You know, obviously the news with Abdul Carter this week. This is the day after all this stuff comes out about him sleeping through meetings and missing walkthroughs. He's there holding the Giants championship belt, getting into a little bit of scrum with Dom Mysterio. And then Scattaboo gets into a shoving match. Probably not the best thing for the Giants right now, BT, the way things have gone here. And even more specifically with the injury to Scattaboo.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously agree. I said that to start the show. It's a lack of awareness, and I don't want to be that guy that just, you know, get off the lawn, kids. You know, you can't have fun, kids. Have as much fun as you want. You're young once, but there's got to be a modicum of responsibility as a professional athlete. You know, there's optics, and then there's actually putting yourself in a little bit of danger, perhaps. And although the optics for Carter after his day yesterday were bad last night, just seemed like he didn't have a care in the world, and that doesn't really show me that he gets it, at least the magnitude of what's been reported. And then the actual putting yourself in harm's way is what Cam Scattaboo did. So luckily he didn't get hurt, you know, but it was a little cavalier for me, and I can't imagine the Giants like that. And really, bigger picture, less about Cam and even to a lesser extent about Carter, even though I've got more of an issue with him. I just think it really speaks to the sloppiness and the disconnect and the lack of authority and understanding inside the Giants building what it takes to actually be a winning team, despite the fake wrestling belt that they had over their shoulder.
And then the other stuff that we talked about, and this is going to be really, you know, the news of the day here. So Jeff Passan comes out with an article, a long article on ESPN.com, going over all the moves that he think could be made this offseason. And there's a lot there for both the Mets and Yankees. Both teams, as of this moment, in on Kyle Tucker. He says the Yankees could use an upgrade over Anthony Volpe at short, so potential fit for Bo Bichette. Now, again, to me, that's more speculation than realistic.
That's
who knows?
Not happening. Yeah, no way the Yankees
don't think
are doing
so.
That.
Yanks would want Bellinger back. The Mets are trying to build a loaded bullpen with the idea of bringing Diaz back and signing Devin Williams if they show interest in him. And maybe the most interesting thing from this is that the Mets are, quote, blowing up plenty, meaning trading away players. Nimmo, McNeil, Luis Angel Acuna, Senga, Vientos, Beatty, all will be made available or are available from the Mets.
It's time to go shopping, man. Yankees aren't good enough. Mets are even below that. So it's time to start popping on these deals here. And I don't mean like getting announcements today. I mean just understanding what the plan is and really what the urgency is and the magnitude, Sal, of the off seasons that both of these teams need to have. And what I think is very interesting, number one, I do think both teams will be very active. So that report doesn't surprise me at all from Jeff. I also think that it's not just like last year for the Mets was about adding. Last year, once the Yankees lost Juan Soto, it was about adding and going to plan B and adding the four players they brought in. This year, it's got to be a little bit of a hybrid where both the Yankees and Mets need to add, clearly, But I also think the Yanks and the Mets need to delete, whether it's a Nimmo, whether it's a Stanton, which I know they won't do, or something else where I think you need to further change the composition of each roster.
And then the other thing, BT, is I was talking, and again, I'm not reporting this. I'm just saying that I was speaking to and texting with, well, not speaking to, texting with an industry source who's got some insight here on, you know, trust me, I know he knows the inner workings of the games and the contracts. It doesn't mean it's gospel, but he was just saying that it's unlikely that Pete comes back to the Mets. The rumors that you're hearing about the Mets not willing to bend are very true. And there's a lot of other stuff in there. He goes over some teams. The Angels are being looked at as one of the teams who could spend stupidly. Maybe Cincinnati, even Tampa could get involved for Pete's power. And then I was like, well, what do you think the Mets max is? And he said 2+1, around 30 per year. Now, if that's the case, and again, it's not gospel. It doesn't work for the Mets, just an industry source. If that's the case, I don't think there's any chance the Mets retain Pete Alonso, because I firmly believe. Now, Naylor got 5 years, $90 million, which is, it's actually embarrassing.
I don't mind it. I like Naylor a lot better than you.
Well, no, I'm saying.
Oh, you mean based on Pete getting maybe 2+1?
Well, the contract for Naylor, once I saw 5 years, I was thinking, okay, well, Pete's not taking anything less than that, and nor would I if I were Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. I'm taking minimum 5 years. If Naylor, and I know he's 2 years younger, I don't care, I'm better than he is. But the fact that Naylor got 90, that's not going to do Pete any favors. What's 5 years, $90 million?
It's not resetting.
The Mets would sign Pete for that in a second. Pete's looking to get 3 years, $90 million, not 5 or 6.
True.
So he might not get the total amount that he wants. I bet you Pete wants $200 million. You could get 6, 7 years. I'm saying that's what he wants.
I get it. There's a lot of things we want.
I would go to 160. That would be my initial offer. Or what did I say, 180? 6 years for 180. I feel like to get ahead of the market, that's a more than fair offer. He might get that, what I would offer Pete. He might get that somewhere else.
Yep.
But according to my industry source in this particular case, it doesn't seem like the Mets would be willing to go there.
No, and I don't think that they should. I mean, listen, the Alonso thing is very complicated. I get it. It really is. And I'm sensitive to, you know, what he's done and what he means to Met fans. And I really mean that. You know, $30 million a year over 6 to me is ludicrous. If I ran the Mets, I would not do that. That's just me, right? But now I got to be fair to Pete. Like, if this, and you know, this source that you just got, and you and I were talking about this during the break, and so I know it's well-sourced, right? If the Mets, if that's true, and their best offer is 2+1, that's disrespectful.
All right, well, let's say it's 3+1. Even if, and again,
I still think Pete would reject it, but at least it's a much more presentable, fair. I would think that the Mets kind of did the right thing at that point. I couldn't really criticize.
Well, say, Mike, we don't know. Again, I mean, he's just giving his opinion based on his knowledge and insight. Doesn't know specifically the case, but so my point is, even if he's on the lower end and it's 3+1, I still don't think that's going to be enough to retain Pete.
I agree with you.
The difference was last year with the qualifying offer attached, coming off of 2 quote-unquote down years for him, the market just wasn't there. I have to believe, all it takes is one. I have to believe that there's going to be one team. And remember, the Mets were willing to let him go last year off of a year where they got to the NLCS. You don't think the Mets will be willing to let him go off of a year where they won 83 freaking games, even with that production that Pete had?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the right move. I'm just saying I can believe that the Mets might be willing to draw the line. And I think that a lot of people believe that because they believe Stearns doesn't necessarily want Pete back at the price it might cost. And the hope would be that Cohen would jump in.
And not prevent Stearns or basically usurp Stearns and say, hey, he means a lot to our fans. And despite you not thinking this makes the most baseball sense as my GM, I'm going to flex because it's my team. If that happens, I think that's a bad dynamic for the Mets. And I think it happened last year. I do not think Cohen will do that this year. I don't. Now, here's the thing, too. There's a lot of different sources and there's a lot of different names. And there's a lot of possibilities here. What I'm able to extrapolate from all the noise, all right, is that the Mets finally know that they've got to take a wrecking ball to this roster. That's my takeaway.
Right, regardless of the Alonso situation you're talking about.
Yep, the Nimmo, you know, maybe trade Senga. There's just a lot of things out there right now.
Nimmo's got full no trade clause.
I know.
And they were full no trade protection, so that's not going to be easy. Yeah, I mean, I brought up trading Nimmo in season, and I personally like Brandon Nimmo a lot. Probably one of my favorite Mets personally on the team. They just need to change it. I don't know if they would realistically entertain moving on from Lindor. Maybe they wouldn't. That would be something that I would do as well. But according to Passan, it's the idea of Nimmo, McNeil, two guys who, without question, I mean, McNeil should have been traded years ago. Without question, he should be up for grabs. Luis Angel Acuña, I like him, but I'd move on from him. Vientos, Beatty, all, you can't have, they have four different guys who we're talking about basically for the same positions. It just can't happen. And the other guy in Nimmo, who's, not that he's overly expensive, but his skill set is not something that the Mets really need. They'd be better off spending that money elsewhere and having somebody that could be a more well-rounded ball player that can you know, perform in the field and maybe be more consistent throughout the course of a season.
I think when you look at the front of the rotation, those are massive organizational transformative decisions. Whether you give up a McClain, you know, which one do you give up in the Sproat and Tong situation for somebody like Skubal, that's a huge decision. And then I really think the other big, of course, Pete will be the second biggest decision. And then the other one is, you know, how much do they trust Menge to win the job? You know, because
Carson Bench,
yeah,
center field.
Yeah, so think about this. If you start the season and let's say you don't get Bellinger, which I don't think they will. I think he's staying here. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they did get Tucker's not a center fielder. You know, you're still going to have to, it's a pretty big leap of faith, center field still, because there's nobody on the roster right now. All right, you want to put Taylor out there again, you know, and hit 190 and play scrappy and play good defense? You could, but I think they've got to be two, three steps ahead of that. So there's just big moves coming.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll also have Natty Neidhardt in studio with us. She's got her book going on, but we can talk to her about some of the stuff that went down last night between some of the wrestlers and Cam Scataboo on Monday Night Raw. So we'll have some fun with her in about an hour from now. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beat Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dom is in Westport. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. You know, best show definitely on the fan. Really enjoy. Want to make a couple points about Abdul Carter. Agree with you. It is a bad look, especially in light of his season that he's having. You know, I guess sleep is not just affecting him, though, and his career. We also had CeeLo with a little sleep incident. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a famous story I'm sure you guys know about LT sleeping in a meeting.
Yeah.
And when the coaches came and he drew up, you know, the scheme for defense. And, you know, the comparison, I mean, this guy, I think it just has to do with, you know, entitlement sense that these people have. He went to Penn State, you know, picked first round. And the lack of work ethic. And we see it all the time. You know, I'm in finance, and it amazes me to see, like, these associates walk out the door at 5 o'clock. When I was an associate, that was unheard of. So I think it has a lot to do with that. And you know, he's been like that. Sometimes these guys that are fifth or sixth round draft picks,
yeah,
they have a better work ethic.
Well, but Dom, think about this. Dom, that's a broad stereotype. So you're talking about whether it's the young lawyer, maybe bouncing from the firm earlier than back in the day, or what do you do in finance? And again, I know that you're not saying it applies to everybody. Clearly, look at Scataboo, who was a fourth round pick who would run through a concrete slab to get a first down. So, you know, I know you're not trying to be unfair to the younger generation, but it does seem like, you know, it was a broad stroke. I don't know if his work ethic is an issue. I don't know that. I know his focus is an issue. I know his timeliness and maybe commitment to being on time is reportedly an issue. But I'm not going to sit here and say that Abdul Carter takes plays off during practice or mails it in the weight room. I'm not there. I'm sure. And I'm not even saying that you're saying that. But we just need to be careful. You can be a little unprofessional, but still work hard. Yeah. I think we need to find out more about Abdul Carter's commitment to being great.
Mistakes happen, and if he truly, you know, fell asleep or whatever, was getting treatment and missed a meeting or walkthrough, okay, not great, especially for a rookie, but you could live with it. The reports of the repeated stuff, sleeping through meeting, okay, even that, but the fact that it's been repeated, missed walkthrough, to a point where the new head coach, the interim head coach, had to discipline him, that's obviously an issue. And my biggest issue is not even that. That's not good, and I wouldn't tolerate that. My biggest issue is that he hasn't done anything on the field. That's what I care about. The Giants' defense has been the biggest disappointment to their team this year. Fact. Abdul Carter has not been anywhere near what you expect from a number three pick overall and the way that he was projected coming out of college. Also fact. So those are my biggest issues. If he were producing and the Giants were winning, we might not even hear about him sleeping through a meeting or missing a walkthrough. Now, again, I wouldn't be a fan of that anyway. It's just not how I operate.
Yep.
But at least I could say, well, I mean, the guy's got 9 sacks or 8 sacks. If it came out that Burns missed a meeting, we'd be like, well, that's not great. But the guy's playing his rear end off this year.
Yeah.
So it's all of the above, most specifically for me, the lack of production from Abdul Carter every Sunday.
You ever get a professional massage? Of course you have, right? Okay. Yeah. So my wife and I have the, I'm not going to give them a free pop, but we have one of these outlets where we have, you know, one a month and we accrue.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're so busy we never go. So we basically have at this point like 30 in the bank. I mean, I'm probably never going to use them. Although she could use them for facials, whatever. It's a complete waste of money, really, at the end of the day. But I fall asleep once in a while on the table. I really have, right? So I'm just, and I'm not trying to overthink this, and I'm trying to be fair. But the term recovery is what's very interesting here. Now, when you're recovering, I'm not a former pro athlete, so I might be missing something here. Recovery is generally a massage or some sort of muscle manipulation or electric stim, okay, or an ice bath.
Yeah.
Like, my point is, if you're getting recovery, generally somebody is in charge of the recovery. Somebody that works for the Giants.
Right, and can schedule.
Don't you think they would know the schedule?
Yeah, I would, yes.
That's what I'm saying. That just sounds...
Like BS.
I'm not going to call him a liar straight up, but it sounds like it's a stretch.
Mark is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Another great show by you guys. Just very, very interesting. Okay, one for you, Sal, and one for you, BT.
Okay.
Sal, I think Alex Bregman is a terrific player, but I don't think he's right for the Mets for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's going to want 4 or 5 years. His numbers have been declining. And we have so many other needs. We can use Beatty at third. We need a second baseman. We need a center fielder. We might need a first baseman. We need a starter. We need a reliever. So to use a lot of money on Bregman at third, you can't spend money everywhere. I know we have Cohn, but I think it's a bit much. We can use Beatty. He's at least shown to be adequate, if not a little better.
Okay, so why, you didn't give me an answer, though, on why you wouldn't want Bregman. I mean, he's still a good player. If I told you that it wasn't going to prevent other holes from being filled, you could also play Bregman at third, have Beatty at second. What if you trade some of those guys to fill, let's say, center field? You get Robert in center field because you trade 2 or 3 of those guys, and you could have Bregman play third base. And if Alonso walks, you could have to figure out first base as well, obviously. But I just don't understand why you wouldn't want the player Bregman. His numbers were solid to me. And
look at his last 2 years in numbers before you say his numbers.
He's declined a bit. He has. I'll give you that.
But they're still solid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
are solid.
And he's a terrific defensive
player. The guy a 4 or 5 year contract when his numbers are starting to decline.
What would be then your answer?
Okay, he's playing third.
Yeah, Bregman's not your top guy. Then what are you doing? Are you going all in for Bellinger? What are you doing?
No. I definitely would want Bellinger. Definitely.
Okay, I mean, that's a different
story. And if we're not going to sign Pete, you better bring in somebody who can hit behind Soto. You better bring in a Kyle Tucker.
All right, but who? Okay, Kyle Tucker. So you want Bellinger and Kyle Tucker?
I'll take either. I'd be happy with either one. You're probably not going to get both.
But you still need more if you lose Pete. Yeah. Even if you have Pete. Thanks for the call.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. He wanted to ask you one.
That's all good. It's all good. So, like, the Bregman thing I find really interesting. I love him. All right. Now, again, there is a real detectable dip, and I'm not going to bore you with Savant, the advanced, but he doesn't really hit the ball that hard anymore, and you guys could go check it out. It's very quantifiable. Bat speed's a little down, whatever. Let me ask you this. If you're not a Bregman fan for 4 years or 5 years, all right, that's the big picture. How about this? 2 out, 9th inning, first and third, Mets down a run, the Braves closer, the Phillies closer, the Dodgers closer. When he rifles a double down the right field line with 2 strikes, you're going to like Bregman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's solid.
He's a gamer. He's a baseball player, and you win because of guys like Bregman.
He's done it in the postseason before. He's done it in the clutch spots. You know that. You put him in at third base. He's an everyday solid defender, great defender, and he's just going to give you professional at-bats. So he can hit, what did he hit, 280, 270?
Last year he had 273.
Okay. Career is what?
272.
Okay.
That's a drop.
And what about the homers? 25? What do you hit?
Last year was a surprise. He only had 18 because I'm looking at a spray chart. And one of the things about when there was a thought, well, maybe, and it wasn't very serious, but we had the conversations last year. Should the Yankees go after Bregman?
Yeah. And I wanted the Yankees to get him last year.
I know. And I did too. I like him. I've always respected the hell out of him. He's just a pure baseball player. He's a winner. He's a gamer. But his power is to left field, which obviously does not really behoove the dimensions of Yankee Stadium. So he only hit 18 home runs last year at Fenway. which is a little surprising. And I'm looking at his spray chart, and he only had one, let's see, in terms of extra base hits, three, this will only take a second, four, six, eight extra base hits from center field to right field. So he is a predominantly left center hitter, which we knew, but I'm surprised he only had 18 bombs in Fenway.
How many doubles did you say he had?
Doubles, I don't have that in front of me
because
I'm on Savant.
Okay, I was just thinking off the top of my head.
Hold on, I got doubles. 25 doubles. Is that right? 17? That seems very low. Oh, that's 17 on... all right, 17 on fastballs, 7 on breaking balls. That's 24. Off speed, they break it down weirdly. Okay. 28. Looks like he had about 30, 28 or 30.
I'm about to pull an Abdul Carter and fall asleep.
Come on. Somebody's got to give people the numbers here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking some baseball free agency, a lot from the Jeff Passan article as well. And, of course, Cam Scadaboo and the Giants out at Monday Night Raw last night. Ronald is calling from Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
Hey, yeah, guys, I want to touch base on what Scadaboo did. And listen, a caller called in Boomer. Yeah, I was listening since Boomer and Gio. A caller called and sent it. And he mentioned ISO speed went in there and it was scripted.
Dude, he got hurt. Did you see that?
Yes.
I brought that up to we brought that up. We had Cody Rhodes in studio and we brought that up to him. That dude got mauled in the ring.
Yeah, by Brunt on break. That guy is a beast. I mean, taking a hit from that guy. But he failed to mention that I still got cut in the leg in the Unreal. Yeah, we touched base on that.
Yeah, I mean, so your point, thank you for the call, Ronald. So the point is that, you know, and I just had Loogie come in there. He's like, come on, you guys are really mad at Scatterball. I was like, well, BT more than me, but he's like, it's scripted. It's a work. You know, it was a Balor threw him a love tap, really. The elbow was a love tap.
Okay.
And I was like, well, the point is does he need to be doing it? He's injured right now.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the
point. So he was okay with it?
Loogie seems like he's going to be okay with it. Stay tuned for Evan and Tiki coming up at 2 o'clock. But the issue is it's bad optics regardless. And
yes.
Luckily, nothing happened from it. No injury happened. And, you know, it is on the wrestler to make sure they protect the non-wrestler in this spot. But I just don't think it's smart to have anybody in harm's way at all, even if it is in a scripted, safer environment. The last thing you want to have with somebody who's actually injured, Scatabu or somebody else, is to be in a physical, you know, altercation or whatever, a physical script.
How much do you think a suplex hurts?
I think it probably hurts.
It's got to hurt,
if
right?
somebody suplexed you or I, a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
My buddy Brian Myers, he could probably do this. We could go in the ring with him. And yeah, I'm saying, and like, give us a suplex. I think I'd be hurting.
So do I. Because CM Punk was getting rolled around. He was getting chucked around rag doll.
By Brock Lesnar?
By Brock.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Looked even better. That's the biggest I've ever seen Brock Lesnar. When he came out, his shoulders and his deltoid, like, his upper body was freakishly big.
You know, they were telling me Bron Breakker. Hoff, is this right? They said Bron Breakker is one of the Steiners' kids.
I did not know that.
One of the Steiner brothers.
Yeah, no, I know the Steiner brothers, of course. Yeah.
I want to say Rick Steiner. The dog-faced gremlin, but but that's just a guess because he looks like him a little bit.
Scott Steiner is his uncle.
Okay, so that means Rick Steiner is his dad. Is that true or no?
Robert Resch Steiner.
Maybe
that's Rick.
Yeah, the dog-faced gremlin. Do they have him on there? Is that anyway? These guys are intimidating, man.
Yeah,
you see them up close like
they're
that.
They're massive, dude.
Yeah, but
and they move too.
It is Rick Steiner. Yeah,
they move. It's not like we were growing up. A lot of these guys didn't have a lot of quickness and dexterity. It was more, you know, Vince loved the big, brawny. The Hogans and the Bundys and the Studs and the Andres and then, you know, Bret Hart and that new wave
came in.
Shawn Michaels, of course, who we'll talk about coming up next hour. It's a fast game. It's totally different.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Paul is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
This is the second year I'm hearing how nobody, Met fans, talking heads, will not make Pete Alonso happy. It's either I'm not giving him years or I'm not giving him $160 million.
Yeah.
Well, listen, why can't we do both? Give Steve Cohen 4 years. Give Pete the money. Give him $200 million. Let him and Soto opt out together in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going to give us 40 homers, 100 RBIs for the next couple of years. And if Steve Cohen cannot build around that by leaving minor leaguers all over this field, get rid of the minor leaguers, the third baseman, the catchers. Give me players.
Yep.
Build around these two guys and stop it.
Paul, can I ask?
Sign them.
Can I ask you a question? I hear you. I appreciate it. And the more you hammer home that point, the higher the voice gets. You mean it. I love it. All right, but. Let's face it. I got you. I understood,
okay,
my man.
Paul. Okay.
Understood.
I'm sorry.
No. It's all good. We love your passion. So when Aaron Judge was a free agent, the Yankees did whatever it took to retain him. When the Mets wanted Juan Soto, they did whatever it took to get him. Don't you think the fact that the Mets aren't all in on Pete kind of tells you they don't really think he's as good as maybe you do?
The president of operation doesn't want him.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen's the owner.
Right.
He has to go over his head. You don't waste two guys on your teams with 40 and a homer. It doesn't grow on trees.
But they didn't win last year with that.
We get minor leaguers on third. The catcher went down to the minor leagues. You brought him back. I don't want him. I want a third baseman. I want a catcher. Let's go
catcher
here.
Stinks.
Get him out of here. You brought him back.
I love you, Paul.
Hey, one more thing,
yes,
guys.
Sir. Yeah.
No. Three minor leagues catch pitches? Really? That's what we're going to go with, three minor leagues pitches? Come on.
No,
Could I please have an A somewhere?
Well, I mean, they're trying to get an ace, Paul. And thank you for the call. Good stuff. You're entertaining us.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
I understand. Look, he wants Pete back. By the way, I said the same thing. I'm at a point where I would make the investment. First of all, I'm tired of the back and forth. Like, enough already with the Alonso contract. Do they want him? Do they not? Does he want more money? Does he want to stay? That's why I came out last week and said that I would offer Pete ahead of the curve 6 years, $180 million. I think that's more than fair to Alonso. Getting out in front of the market, you might be overpaying, but I don't care. I value his offensive production. He's willing to be more of a DH because he wants the big contract. It's now or never for Pete. If he doesn't get a big contract now, he's never getting it. The question would be, is 6 years, $180 million enough for Pete Alonso? The other question would be, are the Mets willing to go to that extent? And you could make a case that both would be no. Maybe 6 for 180 is not enough for Alonso. He wants to test the open market and hope for better. And the Mets probably hear me and be like, 6 for 180? Are you insane? We're not doing that.
I think it's more that. I don't know if the Red Sox are going to offer 6 for 180 or the Orioles or some of those other teams that have been thrown around maybe and you know that Pete could get some nice offers from. I'll tell you what, though. Like, the 6 years 180, just looking at the contract that Naylor signed. And, again, yeah. I definitely like Naylor more than Sal does. If you guys are new to this, we got into it a little bit the other day. But 18 for Naylor versus 30 for Pete, I'll take Naylor. I'll take Naylor. I'll take him.
Yeah, but you're also, you're just looking at it analytically.
Well, I mean.
And Naylor, what has Naylor proven in New York?
Those are factors. Pete's proven here. That's part of it.
I'm not just saying pick a power hitter off a tree and bring him in here for 6 180. Mm. I'm talking about Pete. I'm talking about putting the stupid storyline to bed. I'm talking about a guy who's been a very good Met on his way to being an all-time great Met. A guy who, at the bare minimum, you could talk about, well, if Alonso's not hitting, how does he impact the team in a positive way? And I'll say, well, when has Pete ever not hit with power? When has he ever not hit home runs? You could talk about his ribby numbers fluctuating, but I think that's also a byproduct of what's around him.
Yeah, a couple years ago, before Soto got
here. You could talk about his average fluctuating.
Yep.
One thing that doesn't fluctuate with Pete Alonso is his power, and that is something the Mets need. They need his power. That's why I'd be willing to extend for Pete and Pete only at 6, 180 and ahead of the market. Now, if it starts to go up, I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't want to play this game. You think somebody's giving Pete Alonso $200 million?
I don't.
At what point's it going to end? And if that's what the market says, then it's going to be on the Mets to make that decision. But maybe they've already made the decision. As I said before, there are some people that think that the Mets aren't going to go much more than 2 years.
Yeah, which to me is disrespectful. There's got to be a middle-of-the-road fine line between being reckless and being fair. I'm not even sure if the Mets will necessarily straddle that based on some of the, not a report that you dropped, but some intel somebody's...
An industry source saying that.
An industry source.
2+1 at $30 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is probably 3+1. I would be reluctant 4+1 myself. There's no way I'm doing anything more than 4. That's just me. But I know that Pete's market's going to be a lot better this year. But we keep talking that it was a year ago. But we keep talking about like the Mets and their role, which clearly is a big one here. Or I should say maybe their level of responsibility to do right by Pete. Maybe that's a good way to frame it. Well, I gotta be honest with you. I mean, if somebody does come out there would say 6 years, 185, or 6, 190, or 7, 200, whatever, and the Mets are in the ballpark, well, then let's see how much Pete really wants to be a Met. I mean, if it's one more year or, you know, two or three more AAV somewhere else, do you want to leave or do you want to stay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, I didn't think we'd be starting with wrestling today, but what'd you think of Cam Scadaboo, injured Cam Scadaboo, mixing it up last night at WWE Raw at the Garden?
Didn't just have a fractured ankle?
Yes.
Like a dislocated ankle?
Yes.
I was bizarre. Just bizarre.
Thank you.
Honestly, I mean, it's a bad optic, but it's just bizarre. I mean, you're just trying to get yourself healthy and come back from a major injury. To see him in the quarterback there, I understand players can do whatever they want in their free time, but if I'm coming back from a fractured ankle, last thing I want to do is be at a wrestling event. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's a crazy event. Like you, I don't know. Like it just. It looked bad. It was weird to me.
I'm so happy you said that, because when we say it, oh, you guys didn't play, oh, you guys don't know. So thanks for echoing what we believe here. And I think it's a greater issue. Bad move on his end. Abdul Carter seems to be a little sloppy, but yeah, he's a rookie. And sometimes rookies need to learn how to be pros. I think, Boldy, the bigger issue here is the Giants have no internal veteran leadership. Where are the guys who've been around for a couple of years showing the young bucks how to behave and how to act like pros? Where are they?
Who are they? You know,
even better.
Like, who are they?
Yeah.
Like I you know, I mean, is I don't know. I mean, that's not Andrew Thomas is a great player, but that's not really what he does. He's a very quiet guy. I don't see him like corralling everybody. You know, this is how we do it. Like, I just don't see it on the defense. I mean, Brian Burns, the free agent, came in here. He's just trying to have the best. He's playing great football. He's the best player. I know Brian, but it doesn't seem like something like everybody's following Brian. Not that he's not a leader. I mean, he does it by example. But you just don't have that core person who's a Giant, understands what it means to be a Giant, be in New York, be in the city, be in that, you know, within the confines of everything that goes with playing in New York. I don't see many core guys like that on that team.
Is it a normal occurrence, whether it's back to your playing days, Baldy, or current days, which I know you're on teams all the time doing a game every week and talking to all these guys, is it a normal occurrence to have a player fall asleep and miss a walkthrough or fall asleep in meetings?
It's not uncommon that guys are sleeping in meetings. The last thing, I mean, I've known guys that have done that. It's not uncommon, but not for a rookie that hasn't proven himself and hasn't done anything in his league, hasn't done anything, you know, like for him to do that, that's like, that starts at the very top. Like there's got to be, So that, then there's real internal leadership issues if he's allowed to do that or he thinks he could do that. Like, he hasn't done anything. It's not like he's Lawrence Taylor and he could take a nap in the middle of the field before a game and go change the game on the third play. I've seen him do that when he played. But no, that's, I mean, that's just, I don't know. It's just bizarre to me. Like,
yeah. It's unprofessional. It should be unacceptable.
It's unprofessional. Like, I mean, I don't know what he thinks he has done to earn anything, but that's just not good behavior. And it's just not, it's not professional. And when it gets out, like it's out, it's, boy, you better go play your butt off for the next 6 weeks to like erase that stain.
Yeah. Yeah. And Boldy, by the way, it's hard to look worse after you were fired, but I think Brian Daboll does look worse because, you know, the report one, just the report, was that it's, you know, happened a few times with Carter, missing or being late to meetings, and there was never a penalty. I appreciate Mike Kafka trying to kind of reset the rules a little bit and flex a little bit. I don't think he went far enough, though. I thought he got it half right. What message does that really send sitting sixth place? I mean, if that's really happening, sit your ass the whole game.
Yeah. Don't dress him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't dress him. I mean, because he didn't do much in the game as it was. He had one or two good pass rushes, but you know, he's not beating tackles out there. Like he's, in fact, I know Abdul, so I don't care how, whatever my relationship is with him, but I wouldn't want that performance on tape if I was him, especially after the coach just sat you down. Because if you just took the name off the back of the jersey and forgot that he was a third pick in the draft, okay?
Yeah.
You would think he's a free agent out there trying to make the team, the way he played. Because I saw Zach Tom and Rasheed Walker wire him up. And so, like, I didn't see anything special. I didn't see a special skill or trait that he demonstrated in that game that said, that's why that guy was drafted as high as he was.
Well, you got to help us with this here. Now, I'd be lying. I'm not sitting there watching every single Penn State snap. Come on. But I watched him play in college enough to really like him. So what, and everybody shared that opinion, you know, transformative talent, generational talent. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be the best, right? What was he doing on Saturdays? What was so special about him on Saturday that is not translating to Sunday?
He had a way of getting to the football, no matter what they did to him in college, you know. And, you know, what you're looking for is elite traits, because most of the guys you play against at Penn State, most of the guys, you're going to play Wisconsin, you're going to play Indiana, you're not seeing NFL players. It's not like the SEC where you're seeing NFL players across from you every week. You're not seeing that in much of now. Oregon came in, some other team. It's better talent than it has been. But still, like, you're not going up against, you know, elite players at that level. You're not going up against Lane Johnson, you know, and the guys he's seen this year. Mm-hmm. So, but you are measuring is, you know, your burst, the ability to defeat a block, the ability to see things as they're developing and have the counter to be able to beat the blocker or the scheme, whatever, to get to the ball. You saw that a lot. But you're just, right now, you don't see a discernible trait outside of sometimes he'll get a really good takeoff, and takeoff is important. Bernsey has that almost every time. But like, you, okay, elite takeoff, you see it sometimes, not all the time. But then you're just looking for, is he really strong? Is he really fast? Like, what is the trait that he's going to lean on to become a great player? Especially if he's taking a nap in a meeting. Like, you can work in this stuff and get better at it. Mm-hmm. And I would say that most rookies, especially in the defensive line, it takes a year to figure it out. You haven't seen the blocking schemes, the double teams, tight ends that can really block. You haven't seen a lot of that. And so you have to learn that. And practice is important, and tape study is important to try to figure some of that stuff out.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, what'd you think of the interim debut of Mike Kafka?
There's some things I liked. For example, they were good on the goal line. You know, singled, like, they ran the ball well. They stayed with the run. But even the Singletary touchdown runs, unbalanced line, different formations, different things. Sometimes that can be a tough yard down there. But they had two touchdown runs down there. I thought that was good. The fact that there wasn't a single quarterback run called, you can run an offense without running your quarterback. Like, I thought, and obviously it's Jameis, so it's different than having Jackson. I get it. But still, 38 runs, all runs by the running backs. All right? So I thought they stayed with the run, especially in a close game. And so they limited the number of throws. You know, and then I thought they, you know, with that, they won the time of possession by 12 minutes. They outgained them. You know, the interception at the end of the game, I don't know. I'm calling him out, but I don't know what Jalen Hyde's doing.
He stinks.
You get exactly what you wanted. You got a two-man route, high-low concept. Everybody runs this. They sat down in Wandale on third and six. You would expect that. That means Jalen, whoever's that X there, has got to run across the face. That's Jalen. Jameis is thrown to a spot, and he's trusting that the receiver is going to go get that ball. Now, obviously, if you have a Malik Nabers there, he's going to go get that ball. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably win the game, at least tie it up. But, like, I don't know what he was doing because he doesn't look like he is expecting the ball. And it falls on Jameis, and everybody goes, oh, that's Jameis. He's a double eight. No, Jameis did what he was supposed to do. Yep. He read the defense. Go get the ball.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. So I exonerate Winston as well. All right. We've talked about the Giants' offensive line as being a problem for basically a decade, and they were awesome. You just talked about, you know, the run game, and they were stout, and they were tough, yep, and they sustained drives. Like, with all the problems around the Giants, the O-line has certainly gotten better. Is it past the point of being league average, slightly below, a tick above? Where is that group right now?
I mean, honestly, we know the games that they've just, you know, let slip away. But I, you know, this is an offensive line that is certainly in the middle of the pack and is playoff worthy. Mm. I mean, Andrew Thomas, I mean, Micah Parsons lined up five times on him. He didn't get by him once, not close. Now, Jermaine needs a little bit of help, but Jermaine played really good. You know, inside Van Roten, I think, is better than anybody thought he was going to be. After all these years, always thought of as a backup, but he's earned his keep in there at right guard. Runyon is a solid guy, doesn't make many mistakes. Not the biggest guy, mm-hmm, but he's very, very smart, and he knows how to play. And, you know, John Michael's been fine when he's healthy in there right now. So it's at least the middle of the pack, at the way that they're playing right now.
BT and Sal on the fan, we're talking with Brian Baldinger. Who do you think, Baldy's the best team in the AFC?
Well, you have to look at, you know, what New England's doing because it's legitimate. I saw them 2 weeks ago against Tampa, and they took them apart, and they're playing rookies everywhere, but they're very well coached, and the quarterback is an elite, top echelon quarterback right now. So you have to consider them, especially with the winning streak that they have. I've seen Buffalo last week, and Buffalo is still Josh Allen worthy of beating anybody because he's just that much of a force, but defensively they're a mess. I would say that you have to really pay attention to Baltimore right now. You're going to see them this weekend. Like, that defense is legitimate. I think the offense still has another step to go. But I think that's a team that they're going to play Pittsburgh twice down the stretch here, and we'll see. But I think Baltimore is going to be a problem for a lot of teams right now. And Denver, that defense can travel anywhere and win right now. To beat Kansas City like that, and Kansas City and Andy Reid had 2 weeks to get ready for that game. Mm. And for them to shut them down, and the way that they did it, and then to win it at the end, again, I think that's their fifth come-from-behind victory this year, with Bo Nix making a huge throw. They're very well coached. And Sean Payton will use anything as motivation. I mean, Bill Cowher could say something on a pregame show that day, and he's using it as motivation in the locker room, and now he called the game.
Yeah, Sal's been pumping him up for weeks, so he's been on top of Denver. I hate to go from the elite to a doormat, but they are our doormat here, Baldy. That's the Jets. Just one or two quick ones here. Listen, I think it's really important that Aaron did make the decision to go to Tyrod Taylor. You're not going to save anything about this year, but like, the Jets should be, and based on this decision, are in the information gathering part of the season. You got to find out about these receivers, and to do that, you got to actually have a quarterback who can throw.
I agree. I mean, you got to find out if A.D. Mitchell can be a 1-1A, you know, a number two. Like, it looks like he can, you know, I mean, he's a talented player. Had a knucklehead play against the Rams this year that lost the game for him. But, I mean, he can run. He's 6'2". He's 205. He's in the 4.3s. Like, he's a legit talent. Michi, John Metchie, like, I don't know. Like, he looks like more of a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Kind of, he hasn't really established himself. But we got to see, you know, what this rookie from Georgia can do right now. And he's got all the speed in the world. Can he run a route? Can he catch the ball? Like, you got to find out about these guys right now.
What about Mason Taylor?
I like Mason. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's been underused, but I feel like his skills are good. And I think he runs really well. And in some offenses, even in some offenses, he would have 40 catches right now. You know, it's just a limited offense here. But I think he's a guy that you can game plan with, that knows how to get open, and I think he's going to be good after the catch. You can just see when he runs, just, you know, scouting is a study of movement, right? So, like, he just is very fluid and very smooth, getting in and out of breaks, you know, catching the ball on the run, you know, high pointing the ball, all those things. Like, it looks natural to him.
Thank you, Baldy. Appreciate your time as always.
Good stuff, man.
Okay, guys, you bet. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldy, your host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.